Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Merrill, the podcast. Welcome to a bonus episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again. And today, originally this was supposed to be on YouTube as well, but I've decided I'm going to be very short on time because I am recording this the day before this is released. So this is only on audio only, and I apologize. I was going to do this sooner for you guys, but I did not. But it is what it is. So you still got me on audio only, at least. I'll make it up to you guys on a video, maybe video version. I have another good episode like this to do in the future. Anyways, so today I'm talking about 10th anniversary planning. That's a big one. It's a big thing that's happening around the studio right now, is because I'm getting ready to, I am starting to plan out the 10th anniversary of Chris Miller Webb. So it's huge. It's huge. It's really big. And it's a big thing I'm working on right now. So it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking because there's lots to do, lots to plan, lots to get together. I'm already started writing a new episode on the podcast for the 10th anniversary podcast that I'm doing. I'm going to be doing one with, hopefully, with Justin and Larry here in the studio. So that's going to be very interesting to have the three of us on the same in the same room together. And I've never done a three-way podcast, and you know, I don't know how we're going to do it with the cameras, but that is going to be a challenge alone to do by itself. So I'm excited for it. So here are the events. This is what I have planned for the 10th anniversary. First, like I said, it is the Entertainment Talk Show reunion special, which will be Eric and I, only Eric and I, by ourselves. And then the reunion will consist of the two OGs, original members of the series. I will be back doing a special room project, and also we're going to probably do like a little mini reunion show, as well as kind of a walk through memory lane for us, and maybe we'll go to some of the local locations within the property here. We'll kind of do different areas, like we'll go up to the top room because that is actually occupied at the moment. My mom uses it a lot, so I'm going to forgo that, but we can do it from the stairwell, and that's where the original, and then from there we'll go down to my dad's. We can go outside of the rooms, and then outside of my dad's room there, and then we can actually do it outside of my room, and then finally, and also we can go outside because we have the carport. That's another location that we were at, and in the backyard as well, which probably has changed a lot to those who have been following me for a very long time. It is now you guys probably noticed a lot of things have changed a lot with Crispy on the Web, or with the property has changed a lot since the beginning. And then finally down here into what's this studio right here, we'll do that, and that will be the first thing we do. We'll record that. We're gonna kind of do things backwards. We'll do the project first, and then we'll do the reunion show that we want to do. I'll talk to him about that today, yesterday technically for you guys, but the next event is a podcast, and obviously it'll be on Entertainment Podcast, right here on Entertainment Podcast. There'll be a very special, maybe live edition of the podcast. Maybe I'll do it live on Facebook and also on the YouTube as well. So I'll do it on both platforms. We'll go live for the first time in a long time. I haven't been live on that channel for a while, but it is a special momentous occasion. We'll talk about, you know, has been talking about for the last few months that we wanted to do a Justin and I wanted to do a podcast with Larry, have Larry on the podcast, and Larry's very known to this podcast. He's been on this podcast several times. He's been on in the past just to promote projects that him and I are working on. So he's been on back and forth as well. Bring back the original three that started this whole entire... Really? My alarm goes off trying to remind me something. I don't know what that was. I apologize for that sound, but I just turned off my sound there. I might just edit that out. But anyways, talking about the past 10 years, that is one of the big ones that we want to do. And in November will be the 10th anniversary celebrations, where we're going to celebrate 10 years together as a group. And we're going to have like a little party, and we're going to have some guests here. Hopefully what I've been hearing it with the COVID, it's not going to be getting bad up here, because I hope not, because I don't want to go back to the lockdown. I don't want to go back to where we were before, and without the mask and all that. That is always my fear, is to go back into lockdown, and then we won't be able to do any of these events, and then we're screwed. Then talk show. I should maybe make a backup plan too. In case, because I don't know what else we can do. I'm hoping and praying that this doesn't happen. This is not going to be a thing. But 10th anniversary, I will be friends of the Entertainment Man, myself, friends of Crispy on the Web. I know Alexandra is on that list. Justin. Larry's on that list. I'll be there, obviously, because I'm hosting. All the CBLW crew from 2014 up to now, minus my community manager. She is a little ways, and money is kind of short with her. Unfortunately, she will not be able to attend. But we're going to try to get her on Discord if we can. If we can't, then I don't know what else to do. But there are not very many members of the crew anyways of my team, because I fired one. Don't talk to her anymore, so that's it, I think. And Eric wasn't really part of Chris being on the web to begin with. He was supposed to originally, there's a little throwback history there. Eric was supposed to take over for Larry, but that never happened. That never really happened. That kind of went south on there. Also, I'm going to be doing a stream event on Facebook and Instagram for all the fans to celebrate 10th anniversary. So that should be fun. I'm going to be doing that within the evening. So I'll be doing both of those. And then finally, to wrap up the 10th anniversary and probably a very long-winded year of planning and having fun, will be the Discord. The celebration, where members of the Discord will can come on the voice channel. We'll do it on the voice channel. We will not do it on the video channel whatsoever. This is was suggested by my niece and nephew. They kind of suggested the idea, and I appreciate it, and I'm going to go with that idea for sure, because it's something good. So the next portion is planning. It's the finance, the budgeting. Now, I do have a budget, and I'm not going to go into all the detail of the budget, because I'm still fiddling around with the, finagling with the budget, just because things have been changed around, things have kind of been pushed around, and I think the budget's probably going to be balanced at this point. I didn't really do a recount up on that. I just printed it off and was done with it, because I kind of took out, I had 3 in-person events, but now they're only down to 2 in-person events. There is 3, but one of them is like, there's no cost whatsoever. So that kind of helps out with the financial side, the money, the budgeting side of things for the production for that, because there's no production value in that, or no production that will cost for that, so which is good. So the Entertainment Talk Show is also doing a project. That is another thing I'm going to mention, is the Entertainment Talk Show is doing a project, building project in my room. We're going to be building a shelf. I won't lie to you guys on that. So that's going to be eating up a lot of the budget, half of it at least, half of what I have planned. This is quite a bigger project than I'm planning than the one I'm doing here in the studio, building that frame. So, you know, I'm not going to be, a lot more than I spent. Well, I spent $69.79 here recently, so on the studio project that I'm working on. So this is probably gonna be a lot more than I expect. So you also have supplies like drinks, snacks, etc., decoration, plus setting up some of the events that, you know, I need to do some spending on, meaning all like on the day of, there will be like I said, there's three events happening. Hopefully on those three events it won't be too costly. I'm gonna make sure maybe I'm stocked up ahead of time perhaps, and maybe that will cut some of the cost of the budget a little bit more. That could be probably a good strategy right there to do that, to actually just take it and try to cut it in half would be probably preferable at this point. That'll be probably the best thing for me moving forward with planning these events. And maybe I will reprint the budget sheet again perhaps, and just put some blanks in there, or just look at it and kind of fix it up, because it does not look like a very good budget right now, and I gotta fix it and, you know, just screw around with it a bit more. But it'll be a very busy day. I'm gonna be really tired at the end of it all. I'm gonna be really exhausted after that. And I've been anticipating this 10-year milestone too. Like, this is like something that's been on my mind for the last couple years, especially when I hit 8 years. I really wanted to start thinking about the future and then what's gonna happen with Crispy on the Web in the nearby future. I've been crushing all of this. I've been crushing being a content creator. I've done so well with creating content and doing so well. And readjusting the microphone. Even though I lost some followers on Facebook, I know Facebook, I've lost five followers. So now I'm still at 64. I'm still at 64. And it's still not good. It's still not good. I had to remove some people off of there. Well, just drama and, you know, unnecessary drama that I didn't need. So it's good. I just, I had to do what I had to do and remove people and keep the whole entire, you know, community clean and positive at all times. You know, that's what I'm all about. I'm about a clean and positive community with Crispy on the Web. And, that's all that really, really, really matters to me, is just to keep this community very, 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 very positive. And, that's what I want to make sure and promote, that this is a very positive and clean and positive community. And you guys can, you know, always rely on good content too as well, because I've been crushing all these podcasts. I've been doing very, very well with these episodes that have come out over the last little while, and I've worked so hard on the content side of things. And also the fan base does go up and down. The fan base does, you know, fluctuate quite a lot. It is just normal. That's just a normal feel for me, and that's just a normal feeling that to have. And I haven't really lost a lot of followers lately, which is incredible that I've not lost a lot. I'm sure a lot of my personal friends probably did not unlike it. Probably not. They probably did not. So, which is good. And, that's just what matters. And my team will never, ever do that to me. I know that. But anyways, one thing I am always worried about, and at least I have some kind of budget now, but, you know, I'm probably going to be over budget. I'm still thinking I'm going to be over budget some way, somehow. I don't know. I'm going to still have it over budget with the events. And, but, you know, I think it's just warranted, and I will try to put as much money into it if I can. It is a big milestone, and we need to celebrate it properly. And I think that's just what the best thing is to do, is to try. But I'm going to try. I'm not going to cut corners, but I'm just, what I'm trying to say is, I'm going to try to do as best as I can to, have, you know, some good stuff go out there to you guys, and to, really, just give you guys, a great celebration for 10th anniversary, because that is a big milestone. 10 years is something I never saw, with the Video Products team. You know, that's the one thing I never, you know, had with the Video Products team was, I just did not see it. I did not see 10 years with the Video Products team. That was not a thing back then, and I was so close. I was almost a year off of the 10th anniversary for the Video Products team. That never happened, you know, but, you know, there's still a lot of planning to do, a lot of stuff to do, and just going to keep trucking at it. And I'm surprised, I'm really shocked that Crispy on the Web has lasted this long, even though there's been days where I've wanted to quit and leave and not do this anymore. And look at me now, like, I'm really, 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 you know, doing, I'm really crushing it. I'm really doing well with the podcasting world. And now we're going to be adding in some specials in there, you know, doing a reunion for the Entertainment Man talk show, which was a big thing in our lives for quite a long time. And you know, I'm just proud of how far we've come, and so how far we've gone with the community. You know, this community is becoming such a great place to hang out and chat, and, you know, getting to know you guys personally, and getting to know you guys, all, each and every one of you as well. So also will be a Entertainment Talk Show, what do you call that? Entertainment Talk Show reunion. Will the first one probably be about 45 minutes to an hour. I'm going to try to aim for an hour for both, a whole full hour, and then we'll post it up, that up to the YouTube channel for Crispy on the Web. We do have a Crispy on the Web YouTube. I'll leave it in the link description below, because there is another YouTube channel that we own, and that's actually on there too. But maybe another 5 to 10 years, we'll do another reunion special for the 25th anniversary, and maybe we'll get everybody here another 5 to 10 to 15 years. Maybe we'll wait till the 30th anniversary. That'd be kind of cool. But you know, that's for another time, really, to talk about that. But you know, it's amazing how creative I've been with this. I've gotten the last few weeks, you know, getting things underway. I've really worked hard. You know, I'm trying to work on the Power Ranger stuff. Plus, I'm working on, I gotta still work on this weekend episode, which I'm actually currently, I do have this weekend podcast. It's just, I gotta record it and edit it and everything else. I'm gonna do that tonight too, probably. I'll do it tonight, whatsoever. But you know, I was stuck for a while. I had no idea, to, you know, for an event, you need a base, you need a schedule. You know, when I first started planning this 10th anniversary stuff, right? It's just, I had no ideas. I had absolutely no ideas. I had no ideas in the back of my mind. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea what I wanted to do with Chris, with the 10th anniversary. I had ideas written down, which actually I just threw it out this morning before I went to bed. I actually threw it out. So, but you know, I got the schedule. What's the most important thing to get done first? Now I can work on each event individually. I'm going to talk to Eric later about this. Maybe I can bring it up and I'll ask him what he thinks, what kind of things we should do, if we're still doing the planning for the Entertainment Man's return. Because I do want to do it. I do want to do Entertainment Man. If there's no project, then we can just sit down and do like a reunion, 1 hour or an hour and a half reunion special or something instead. But that'll be up to everyone that's involved. But definitely we're going to do something like that. Maybe if we do the reunion special, maybe just the reunion special, maybe I can invite Justin and Larry on and we can do one too. I'm going to have the two guys on there on the podcast next year. Maybe I'll just wait until that, and then I can just have an interview with Eric, and then, you know, Eric and I can chat and we can talk and all that. But scheduling is important. It is the most important thing. Now I just gotta figure out what what is what with the event. So, but the Intermittent Talk Show will have two parts, so that's going to be good. Hopefully two parts. Like I said, I'm going to figure it out. So many ideas I want to do, and it's just, like, so little time to plan it out, because January, we're going to be starting on the 10th anniversary stuff. It's going to, boom, January, boom, April, boom, November. You know, it's three different parts of the year. It's going to be anniversary stuff we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be celebrating. But, you know, this is great that my creative side is still there. I'm still very creative. I'm looking forward to, you know, the 10th anniversary planning and whatnot. It's going to be a lot of events, but, you know, I do have a bit of help. I know Eric's kind of guiding me through some of the stuff. But, you know, I know Eric wasn't also part of an OG of Crispy on the Web, but, you know, still, he started the Entertainment Man in 2008 with me. That's why I'm bringing him back, and what a kind of nice way to kind of tie in the old team with the new team as well. I think that's just good. My dad might be in the camera. I hope that's okay with him. I hope he's listening when he listens to this, that it is okay with him to be on the camera. Hey, you guys get me meet my dad. So I don't think you've heard. You probably seen my mom on the couple of Entertainment Mans probably in the past. But anyways, now you guys know the secrets. You know, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. I was all over the place, I know. But, you know, I'm excited. You can tell I'm excited. I'm very excited for the 10th anniversary. It's bigger than the 5th anniversary, because, you know, 10 years only happens once in a team's life. You know, if I was to quit now and do something different, then I would have to start all over again. I'm not doing that, because I've come so far. I'm not going to give up. I want to keep going with this. That's what matters in the end. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only or on YouTube, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Also, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. Links are in the description as always. And I will see you guys on Sunday for another regular episode of the podcast. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now. One more week until the 500th episode as a podcaster. I cannot wait for that. So until then, have a good one. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.